NewRadioSportsNetwork.com. I'm Tim Coles, and each and every week we talk to the head coach of your Gibraltar Vikings, Mike Peck. And coach, once again, coming off just a heartbreaking loss last week. I know when we chatted after the game, you told your team to hold their heads up high, and I guess, are the heads still being held up high at this point? Did that give them a little extra motivation going to this week now that the crossover games are over and now we're in conference?
Yeah, I think there's just been a different energy on the practice field. Kids just trying to lift each other up and be more supportive. I think one of the things we kind of worked on this last week is we took our normal Monday film session, and we actually did a little reflection on some positive and negatives, and it was kind of nice to see the kids what their opinions were and what happened. So I think those are some of the things we're going to try to focus on as a team through the next few weeks here and see if we can shore up some of those things that everybody thinks we can improve upon.
I believe at camp they call that type of approach rose, thorns, and buds. So how important is it to have, you know, kind of showcase those roses before you get to the thorns?
I think that's, you know, we always start with positives and show the kids all the good things that we do. But our kids at the high school level are very keen. This group is focused. They have a goal in mind, and to accomplish that goal, sometimes there has to be a brutal honesty to what's going on so they can make improvements.
And you mentioned that the kind of the nice thing, kind of unique too, is that you had players kind of give their opinions on what they saw. What was maybe their overarching opinions from Saturday's game?
A couple of them are, the biggest one was probably to make sure we play all four quarters consistently. We have some pretty good energy boosts at the start of the game and the start of the second half. But even our kids have started to notice that as the middle of the second quarter gets there, late in the fourth quarter, we're just tired, and the energy level starts to sink, whether it's on the field or the sideline. So we're going to work on hopefully having the sideline pump the kids up on the field and have the energy start from the sideline and help those kids who might be a little bit tired because they've been out there for, you know, 20 minutes of playing time. So we're going to try and start from us on the sideline to help those guys out.
So it almost sounds like it's as much of a physical thing as is a mental thing.
Absolutely. It's both. The responses to the reflection was across the board. And so some of the kids realize it's physical. Some of the kids realize they need to know the expectation or the plays that we have better, because they will admit that when they're tired, sometimes it's hard to focus mentally to make sure you're in the right spot at the right time.
And looking ahead to this Friday night's game, you play Algoma. And how much more juice does it add to the matchup, not just because, you know, obviously they're in the neighboring county, but in the newly rearranged football conferences, this is a conference matchup now.
Yeah, it puts us a conference matchup. And personally, at least for us as the coaching staff, since Tom, Tyler, and myself have been together, we unfortunately haven't got the better end of the stick against Algoma. So for us, it's got a little bit more juice because we want to actually get one on them. We want to make sure that our kids play well, do what their coach should do, and make sure we come out on the right end.
And the last time you two teams matched up, it would have been not this past alternative spring season, but fall of 2019. If I remember right, their offense was just able to really kind of show their strength and their size against you. And when you look at film with how they've played so far this year coming into the game 2-1, are they still kind of showing that physical brand of football?
Yeah, they're going to line up. They're going to smash us in the mouth. We're going to have to be strong at the point of attack and make sure that we're ready to make tackle on first contact. If we don't, they're going to obviously be able to get 3 to 5 yards of carry, and then they'll just keep, they're very persistent with what they do, and if we give them 3 to 5 yards, we're going to see a high dose of that same play coming right back at us. So our kids are going to have to be disciplined. Our defensive linemen are going to have to make sure they don't break from their assignments so that we can make sure there are no running lanes for the running back as they try to find one to pick us apart in the secondary.
And the one thing that I think we saw last week that will, I'm guessing, certainly when it comes to Carter Zimmerman, their quarterback that's been able to, kind of similar to Sam Lindenberg, just a little bit bigger, be able to throw the ball when needed, be able to run the ball pretty effectively. How do you practice good gang tackling? Because that might be a good secret to this one defensively.
We have a couple different drills that we work on, pursuit, making sure everybody makes the point of attack. So, I mean, that's probably the easiest. It's very hard to simulate game speed, game gang tackling, for lack of a better term, basically because in most of our practices, Sam is our scout team quarterback, and unfortunately he gets a little different treatment because we can't have him getting hurt on a Tuesday at practice.
And one of the things that we'll, when we talk to Coach Vandervest about, we'll see what kind of impact he thinks it's had. But, you know, as we mentioned already, they didn't play at all last year. They didn't play in the fall. I think they tried, but they couldn't get it together. They didn't even bother here in the spring. Do they look like a team that took a complete year off of football?
I think we did scrimmage against them in the beginning of August, and it was, you know, for them, you could tell they were reorganizing and trying to get things back in line. And I think as you watch their films from week one to week three, you can see a steady improvement. And I think Wade should be very happy with where they're at based on the fact that you took a year off. And if I got to assume, he's in the same boat we are. We're just starting kids back in the weight room. So it's been a slow process, even with us being in the spring. So we're just starting to see some of them returns that we had from, you know, basically almost 2 years ago in March to where we were at to now. So it's been slow, and I think you're going to see a lot of rebounding. I think here at the end of the year in conference, you're going to see a lot of good games because teams are starting to finally hit their stride, and it should be a good end of the season.
We've talked about it in the past before. Every week there seems to be kind of a new hero. Who is maybe that player, or which players do you think are maybe those guys that, you know, maybe they don't show up in the stat columns or on the play sheet, but, you know, very quietly are having great seasons?
I think especially last week, Will Friedenfels came up huge, had a couple of really big catches for us on offense, but what probably gets missed a lot is plays defensive end for us, and they got him one time on the quarterback around the end, but then they ran it two or three more times at him, and he had tackles for losses every time, so they stopped running at him. So I think he's one of the guys that, unfortunately, as a defensive lineman, you don't really always know they're doing their job because it's hard to see it because they don't make big flashy plays. But if they can keep things the way they're supposed to and we can get them to run up the middle, it surely helps our defense.
As always, we end these with fill in the blank. Coach, Gibraltar picks up the win against Algoma if?
I think we got a couple this week. Normally we keep it short and sweet, but I'm going to say I already talked about being strong at the point of attack on defense, so not allowing lots of yards after first contact. And then on offense, we got to protect the ball. We can't give the other team free opportunities.
All right, Coach. Gibraltar, Algoma, they meet Friday night in Fish Creek. We wish you the best of luck, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good, Tim. Thanks.
You've been listening to the New Radio Sports Network.